国国际广播电台
China Radio International。
CRI News, I'm Siju. Police in South China's Guangdong province have cracked a tax evasion case worth more than $24 million, the biggest of its kind in history. A total of 9 suspects are now under arrest, including a Hong Kong investor.An investigation by public security and tax authorities found that Guangzhou-based Puyao Communications Company and its affiliates evaded taxes using a variety of means for more than 5 years. These include tinkering with value-added tax invoices, issuing substandard receipts, creating 2 separate business accounts, and using individual bank accounts to transfer company revenues.Private entrepreneurs are playing a more important role in China's political arena. Board chair of Li Fan Industrial Group, Ying Mingshan, was recently elected vice chairman of the Chongqing Municipal Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, or CPPCC. Ying Mingshan is the first to attain such a post in China since late 1978, when the nation launched its policy of reform and opening to the outside world.Another private entrepreneur, president of the Zhejiang Chuanhua Group, Xu Guangzhu, won the post of vice chairman of the Zhejiang Provincial CPPCC Committee. Experts say this shows private entrepreneurs are an important force in building socialism with Chinese characteristics. By the end of 2001, the number of private companies in China topped 1 million.China's nuclear power stations generated 24 billion kilowatt hours of electricity in 2002. China has 5 nuclear power plants and 7 nuclear power units with a capacity of about 5.5 million kilowatts, creating a continuous flow of safe, clean and economic nuclear energy. Tests show there are no domestic nuclear radiation or environmental pollution accidents in 2002.China's nuclear fuel industry is also able to provide fuel for all domestic nuclear power plants. China's nuclear power capacity is expected to reach 8.7 million kilowatts by 2005. China's new aviation regulations are expected to take effect in May. This will pave the way for private and corporate owners of small planes to get the permission to fly around the country, an important step in opening the domestic market.The lack of flight regulations for small planes has not prevented the private jet market from taking off in China. The new regulation states that plane owners need only apply for flight permission from Air Traffic Control Bureau the day before departure. The new rules will spur small plane sales. Nanjing Light Aircraft Company says it already has 30 orders for 5-seat AC-500 planes, mostly from domestic private companies.The first batch of 14 banks in 5 major Chinese cities have joined an electronic network to offer automatic teller machine services. The bank's clients in Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou, Shenzhen and Xiamen are now able to cash or transfer money at any ATM operated by these banks. But there is a service charge for money transferred from one bank to another.The banks taking part include local branches of the privately owned China Mingshan Banking Corporation, China Construction Bank, the Agricultural Bank of China, as well as CITIC Industrial Bank, Beijing City Commercial Bank, Shenzhen City Commercial Bank, and a postal deposit bureau in Guangzhou and Xiamen. The Vienna-based Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, says oil prices rose 19 cents to over $31 per barrel Tuesday, setting new 2-year highs. Since January 14th, oil prices have risen continually for 5 trading days. Market analysts believe that high prices are due to the fear of war in Iraq and a supply disruption caused by anti-government strikes in Venezuela. You're listening to CRI News.Now let's check out the stock markets in Asia. Share prices on the Chinese mainland closed slightly higher today. In Shanghai, the composite index closed up 5 points at 1460. In Shenzhen, the component index gained 8 points to 2962. Hong Kong blue chips finished nearly flat for a second straight day. Traders believe a 3% slide in the market in the past week factored in concern about the global economic outlook.And growing fears of a possible war in the Middle East. The Hang Seng Index closed down 8 points at 95.60. Tokyo stocks closed lower after major exporters came under pressure from a strengthening yen and a fourth straight day fall of U.S. stocks amid the build-up of U.S. troops and a warning from President George W. Bush that time was running out for Iraq. The Nikkei average closed down 97 points, or more than 1% at 86.11. And that's the news for this hour. Stay tuned for more on CRI.
Having you in my life makes me feel so good. You're all I need, all I want to share each night and day. 'Cause time and time again